harmonize pretty well.
Go ahead. I'll try to hit the third part.
Yeah. Scab-a-doo-bop-bop, scab-a-doo-boop, scab.
Stab.
Zing.
Wow.
There we go.
Thank you.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours
or 12.
Stab's team comedy scientists commissioned 4 specific humorists
or 3
to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Oh, Stab, Hamlet! I don't like this. I don't like this one bit. I don't like this. I don't like the fake enthusiasm from people I know. It's insulting. Let's go ahead and meet the contestants. Two or three of which are on stage. Let's meet them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, John Gamora. John Gamora over there. Emma Haney. And then Jesse Jones. He's better than you. He comes when he wants. I don't know. That's what I heard from your girlfriend. I don't know. Sorry. All right, John Gamora, thank you for being here. I don't know if you guys knew this about John. He's going all in tonight. All in.
Pass.
Right. Right next to John. What's your name? Emma Haney, her first time. We booked Emma. There were a lot of stipulations in booking her. It took months.
Months.
To get. We spoke to a lot of people. Emma, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
What's your gig?
What's my
in
gig?
In real life.
In real life?
What do you do?
I work at Federal Express.
Okay.
You know, just delivering them packages.
Dem. Okay.
Pimping hoes and playing shows.
Okay. That sounds fun.
It's mediocre. It's not.
Sounds fun. Emma, thank you for being here. Do you have a Twitter?
At Emma M. Haney.
Emma Haney. Very good.
Emma M.
I don't know if you knew this about Emma. She has changed the game. The marriage game. She's divorced. She's recently divorced.
This is true.
Left behind her... stepchild. Let's keep going. Down the
It's real.
What's her name?
Who I don't remember. She's not mine.
Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi there.
This will be Jesse's third show in less than 24 hours, actually.
Sure.
You don't
care.
It's also
wow.
My third show.
Nobody the bravery.
Cares. Yeah. So, Jesse, thank you for being here.
Yeah, don't act like you guys care.
Okay.
Jesse, I don't know if you knew about this, but God, what? He feels like hell tonight. Let's play Stab. Let's play Stab.
Getting less and less recognizable.
That is... Everyone knows that was Sheryl Crow. This first segment... Oops, I forgot to hit this. There we go. This first segment is called This Was Today Once. John Gamora. On this date, 1998, Calavice, cable car disaster. A United States military pilot causes the death of 20 people when his low-flying plane cuts the cable off the cable car near Trento, Italy. Also on this very date, 1752, Dutch States General forbids export of windmills. How did you celebrate these events in tandem?
Pass.
Are you serious?
Pass.
Okay.
Pass.
Just pass.
No.
We've never had that happen before.
You have it there written. I see it.
So do you just want us to come back to you, or?
Just pass.
I celebrated these events in the traditional style, you know, by wearing the garb of my people, allowing my hair to flow true, you know? me and my people, we gathered and we hunted and slaughtered one of the indigenous Dutch windmills with enough meat to feed our entire family and our tribes. We used to actually hunt, we used to hunt cable cars. But until their entire population was wiped out by the Americans. And I think that's why we have such a tense relationship nowadays.
Keep going.
That's fine.
Keep going.
Done. I'm done.
You're done? Okay. Sorry, we're getting a ring. All right, John Gamora, yeah, very good. That was funny. That was funny. Very good.
That was funny.
Emma.
Yes?
This is your first thing. This is your first thing ever. On this date, 1815, the world's first commercial cheese factory is established in Switzerland. Mm. Also on this very date, 1948, Dick Button becomes the first world figure skating champion from the U.S. How'd you celebrate these events in tandem?
Very blessed day. I started, it was weird because like I love cheese. Like cheese is the shit, right? I mean, literally and figuratively, it's great. I like to call it like the devil's fiber. Just makes you go, right? No, I actually, it was cool celebrating cheese. I'll do it whenever I can. So I actually started today like I do most days. I smoked a blunt and then ate over half the cheese in my house. Okay. It was great. I loved it. And then I found out about old Dick Button's anniversary, which I didn't know that until you sent the prompt at like noon today. No, I'm just kidding.
9:30, whatever.
9:30, yeah. Well, I do a lot of drugs, eat a lot of cheese, lose track of time. So I decided to go ice skating to celebrate. Yeah. And then I got to wear my shirt that I bought from a male strip club in the Castro, which was conveniently called Dick Button. So
I've never been there.
That's great.
Very good. Thank you very much, Emma. Was that it?
Nope, that's it.
All right. I didn't mean to cut you off. Very good.
Nope.
All right. Very good. Jesse Jones. Yeah. On this date, 1958, the Royal Teens song Short Shorts enters the top 40 chart and peaks at number 3. Also on this very date, 1962, President Kennedy bans all trade with Cuba except for food and drugs. How'd you celebrate these events combined?
I'm not sure what got into my head today. Thank you. But somehow, for some reason, I can't really explain now. I thought it would be funny to fill up a duffel bag with freshly fried empanaditas, skip through the streets in the smallest pair of shorts I could find, while cheerfully tossing the delicious treats out to confused pedestrians. I mean, it seemed like the perfect combination of events. Using the easy visual of a large man in tiny yet flattering shorts and delicious fried Cuban foods. And while this all sounded great on paper, when I finally got out there, none of it seemed to work. But what was worse is I knew, deep in my heart, I knew that it wouldn't work. I knew it wasn't funny. It wasn't clever. I knew the entire time I spent making the 84 empanaditas that just hung there burning my hip through that nylon duffel. It was too on the nose. It was too simple and uninspired. After a few blocks, I just stopped. I just stopped in the middle of the sidewalk and sat on the curb, knowing full well that my tiny white shorts would no doubt be dirtied by the filthy Midtown sidewalks. But I sat anyway. I just didn't care. I sat there with my thoughts, questioning every decision I'd ever made, which had ultimately brought me there. What was I doing with my life? Where had I gone wrong with today's celebration? Looking down at my pale, exposed leg flesh and choking back tears, without even knowing I was saying it, I heard my own voice softly repeating to no one and everyone at once, "Who is sad, sad?" I am sad, sad.
You look sad, sad. I'm so very sad, sad.
And as I sat there mumbling those, the truest words I'd uttered in ages, over and over to myself, I ate every empanadita in that duffel bag because it was the only thing that made any sense anymore. So in the end, I spent today sitting in the gutter, eating a duffel bag full of fried meat stuffed dough while trying not to cry. Or as I usually just call it, Wednesday.
This was today once. This next segment, top five Google searches of, since today is Groundhog's Day, please compose the top five Google searches from the perspective of Punxsutawney Phil. Pux, is it not Groundhog's Day today? Okay.
What?
Well.
Sassy yesterday. Audience.
Mm. Was it yesterday?
Jesus. Yeah, it was yesterday.
All right. Well, that's okay. We don't drop these on the right date anytime. Anyway, so being that we're kind of in the couple days around Groundhog's Day, please read the top five Google searches from the perspective of Punxsutawney Phil, one at a time, starting with John Gamora.
How to pronounce Punxsutawney.
Okay.
If I don't come out, am I gay?
My first from Punxsutawney Phil.
Where is food?
All right, number two, John Gamar.
This is a. What the fuck do I eat?
Moving on.
Close. treatments for rodent performance anxiety.
Okay.
Why does Hat Man pick me up?
John Gamora.
Global warming and job security.
No one deserved more. From JoJo. From JoJo specifically. Emma?
Bill Murray.
Okay.
Does Hat Man have food?
John Gamora?
Is racism over yet?
Socially conscious, Phil.
Mother Gaia's spring predictions.
Hey, what's that dark thing on the ground shaped like me?
And the fifth of five. Good job.
Spice World 2016.
I see what you're doing.
Groundhog scat videos.
And my final from Punxsutawney Phil.
If I bite Hat Man and he drops me, will I die like the others? Yes.
Top five Google searches of. Very good. This next segment is called Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym, reimagine it. What does it now stand for, or what does it now represent? In honor of our show, today's acronym is NSFW. NSFW. John Gamora, what does NSFW mean to you?
NSFW now stands for Never Save Fred Willard. Because as you guys know, Fred Willard is never safe.
Okay. It's so weird because I auditioned for Last Comic Standing Thank you. Thank you.
It's about us.
Didn't get it. And Fred Willard was one of the judges. And I followed him to his trailer and got his autograph.
Oh.
And I think I frightened him. I don't think he felt safe.
He did not feel safe.
Yeah. And then I had his autograph on a piece of paper, and it was just sitting in my room somewhere. And my ex-wife was like, "Do you want this?" And I was like, "No." And then she ripped it up and threw it away.
Oh.
Yeah. What a fucking whore. Elijah's mother. That little boy, his mother. Okay. NSFW.
I get that. I say that it means not so fast, Wilford, like Wilford Brimley. And I'm using it in reference to, like, if Wilford Brimley was, like, explaining the epic beast that is diabetes to a group of backwater hicks. Do you want me to?
Yes.
I'll use it in a sentence. Not so fast, Wilford. Are you telling me if I eat a barrel of sugar gummies, I'm going to get the sugar foots? I just wanted to say sugar foots.
Sugar foots.
Sure.
Very good. That was good. All right, Jesse Jones.
Yeah. Way too long. We did all manage to incorporate a name.
Oh?
I thought it was special.
Wilma's a good mom. You know, she takes care of her two boys, Tevin and Yosef, and her daughter, Sheila. But gosh darn it, everywhere she seems to look nowadays is just filth and yuck and the language and, you know, touching and that talk. And it's just, you know, naughty stuff frustrates Wilma. It's on the TV, you know, on the programs in the prime time. They just say such things nowadays. Even in the cartoons, for heaven's sake. They all say these things. You know, Wilma really doesn't think it's necessary at all. And then the kissing and whatnot. Who needs to see that? They almost show the whole store nowadays, you know. You know what I mean, all the goodies. Wilma just doesn't know why they have to go and do that all the time. Wilma never saw him show the whole dang store on the TV when she was growing up, but she didn't miss it. Good storyteller doesn't have to show the whole gosh darn store for just anybody on the channel to see, you know. And don't even get Wilma started on the internet. Gosh darn it. Nowadays, the internet, they just show off the hoo-ha and the ding-dang like it's... like it's filthy time all the time. Wilma was once trying to find a recipe, you know. She invited the girls over because the lemon tree Frank planted... when Tevin was little, finally just started growing good lemons, you know. And so Wilma thought she'd maybe squeeze some juice, maybe make a pie or some meringue or something, you know. Have a little lemon party. Well, she put that in the Google machine, and that's the last time she'll ever be using that computer. Who made that a thing is all Wilma wants to know, darn it. It's all so gosh darn frustrating nowadays, you know. It's just naughty stuff frustrates Wilma something awful.
Very good. That was reorganization, NSFW. Very good. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Back. All right. Boys. Boys.
Come on now.
Come on.
Gosh darn
I'll
it.
Turn this daggone car around. Shut up, Edgar. All right. This next segment's called Shut the Fuck Up, Edgar. Which brings us to the next segment. That would be a great segment where we just have people telling Edgar how to shut the fuck up in different ways. That's going to be a new thing. It's going to be great. Okay. We're going to start. Let's go write an angry poem about it. We're going to start with Emma Haney this time. Emma Haney, please have written a poem about how angry you are at me. The fact that I made you write a poem, even though you asked me not to make you write a poem for the show. So, but we could start with John Gamora if you want.
Yeah, or, he looks really pissed.
He looks really upset.
He seems upset. Just go with him first.
Okay, we'll start with John Gamora. He's gonna be writing, hopefully have written a poem about the Spice Girls.
Pass.
Okay. Emma Haney.
I'll just do it. Okay. Shut the fuck up, Edgar. Okay, here it is. This is my my Spice Girls, my ode to the Spice Girls. You know, because I feel like Spice Girls have made a lasting impact on the people.
Right.
So here it goes. I came upon a queen from an antique shop on Fifth who said, "Three vast and iconic albums of cassette stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half-sunken, shattered visages lay whose outfits and snatched bodies and sneers of cold command tell that the sculptor was hella gay." "Which yet survives, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the hearts that fed. And on the pedestal, these words appear. We are Spice Girls, queens of queens. Look unto my works, ye mighty and despair. Nothing beside remains round the decay that the colossal wreck. Boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch away. Cause further along down the road, a piece from where they took their leave, the Spice Girls, spice on. Spice mission accomplished."
Very good, John Gamora. Sit the fuck down, Edgar. I'm sorry. We're going to skip over to Jesse Jones with his poem about spice racks. See, that's how it was supposed to work until you guys fucked it up. It was supposed to be Emma, then, you know, Spice Girl, Spice Girl.
These are things you should tell us.
Yeah, I know, but you guys just, everyone lately wants to change the format of the show. It's pretty neat. Last couple of shows. Go ahead, Jesse. Spice Racks.
Spice Racks.
Why? No, I am absolutely serious right now when I scream to the sky and beg the invisible guy, fucking what and fucking why? I have never, not even once in my entire time on this spinning rock in the middle of infinity, I have never once purchased a spice rack. Yet somehow, beyond all reason or rhyme, I have never lived in a single space in a single time that didn't have one sitting there, mocking me with its crumbled up leaves of slightly different smells. Basil and coriander, fennel and thyme, oregano, paprika, rosemary, sage. What will you give me that salt and pepper will not? I have never relegated my salt shaker, never relegated my pepper mill to a spice rack. And you know why? Because I get them and they get me. I can sprinkle a little on just about anything I see. Celery seed? Fuck you. Dillweed? What the fuck did you just say? Lemon pepper? Onion powder? I'm going to pretend you didn't. I didn't just hear any of those. And you better thank me running away. Cinnamon, I get you. I've seen you. I use you. I understand you. But the toast I have once every year or two does not justify a place in my home for those random stink jar friends of yours. So I throw you away. I cast you from my space. Yet as I do, so I know the next time I look, you'll have somehow reappeared in that shelf, someplace in the cabinet I rarely open, just laughing your smelly laugh from bottles never open, and in my stupid, confused face.
Very good, Jesse Jones. With an angry poem about spice racks. Doesn't even have ass spice, let alone many spices that would necessitate an entire rack. Emma Haney, please have written an angry poem in regards to about how angry you are at the fact that I made you write a poem even though you asked me not to give you a poem for the show. Go ahead.
The title of my poem is Fuck John Ross.
Yes. That's a good direction.
I'm sorry.
That's a good
you
direction.
Know, I tried. I'm not a poet, and I know that. Okay.
And I'm aware.
No poem. That was my one request. When you're not looking, John, I'm going to punch you in the chest. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Very good. Very good. Good job, Emma.
Thanks.
Got my eye on you.
You should.
This brings us to the last category of this first show. We're doing two shows tonight. Yeah. It's called Dating Profiles of the Fictional and or Non-Fictional. Please compose a dating profile from the perspective of the following people. Use whichever dating app you'd like. John Gamora, please write the dating profile from the perspective of the Oscar statue.
Okay. The dating profile I decided to go with. Is J-Date.
J-Date.
Here it is.
Okay.
Academy Award man, 887. Height, 13 and a half inches. Weight, 8.5 pounds. Downstairs. Years old. Eyes, gold. Hair, gold. Hi, I'm just a single man looking to mingle. I'm looking for, you know, a white male, ages 23 to 807, or a white female, ages 23 to 24. No blackies or Leonardo DiCaprio's. It's just a preference, you guys. It's just a preference.
That's it. Okay, good job. Good job, John. Emma Haney, please have written a dating profile from the perspective of the Kool-Aid guy.
I picked blackpeoplemeet.com for my profile.
Okay. Wow, it got really racist, like in the last...
We're in the home stretch.
These people that just walked into the show, like they believe the whole rest of the show has been like this rally.
All
right, the Kool-Aid guy.
And black. I've been practicing like my cadence for this.
Oh, Jesus.
All day. It kind of sounds like Lil Jon mixed with like Daria from MTV.
Can I just, why is it that I know it's the purple flavor of Kool-Aid right now? Like, okay, go ahead.
That's racist. Okay. All right. About me. Height, 8 feet. Around. Body type.
Okay.
Body type. More to love. Drink it down, ladies. It always goes down smooth. I'm trying.
No, you're doing great. You're great.
Okay. Smoker. Oh, yeah. Drink. Oh, yeah. Kids. Fuck no. My interests. Busting down walls, structural and vaginal.
I'm getting scared here.
I know, me too, I'm frightened.
You're laughing too close to each other. Shut the fuck up, Jim.
Looking for a thirsty hoe. Oh, yeah. Let's both earn our Red Wings, girl.
Very good. Very good, Emma. Wow. How did we get here? Jesse Jones, please have written the dating profile from the perspective of MC Hammer. MC Hammer.
it's not that good. this is a Zeusk profile. I don't know. Been doing OkCupid too much, so we went with Zeusk. User, HammerTime84. Height, 5'6". Ethnicity, white, Caucasian. Industry you work in, sales. Your story. Hey, ladies, my name is Michael Charles Hammer. Yes, before you ask, Hammer is my real last name. I know, right? And my initials are MC. Man, I got that a lot in high school. You know, the reference. MC Hammer, he was a rap guy. Anyway, when I'm not manning my highly successful 80s and 90s action figure and trading card table at various comic book and collectible conventions up and down the state, you'll find me at the flea market looking for my next sweet score. All the vendors see me selling stacks of cards and loose Ninja Turtles, and I just tell them, yo, homeboy, you can't touch this, and we laugh. Perfect match. Someone who appreciates me for who I am. I just do what I want to do, say what I want to say, live how I want to live, and make sure to turn my mom at least 3 times a day so as to avoid sores. I deal. It's growing. Shut the fuck up, man. ideal date. Well, we'll probably want to block out a day and hit all my favorite thrift stores looking for deals on loose action figures and board games. Because, yeah, my table does good and all, but I'm too legit. Too legit to quit looking for He-Man accessories. Then after we come home and turn my mom, we could maybe play my...
Okay.
we could maybe play my favorite game. Here comes the hammer. Or I could just drive you home and promise never to talk to you again.
Very good. The first episode tonight of Stab is over. One more time for your contestants. John Gamora, Emma Haney, Jesse Jones. Thank you guys for coming out to Stab. If you'd like to hear more Stabs, go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being stabforgold.com, stab, the letter for gold.com. Check us out on SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube. Follow us on Twitter at Stab Show. Come back here. Yeah. This is for the people on the internet, not for you guys. Thank you. We'll be right back. Seriously,
buckle
my
daughter.
My daughter is calling again. Hold on one second.
Yeah,
we're
fine.
Gonna get this. Hold on. One. Yep. Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What's okay.
What's up?
You wanted to talk to Elijah?
Yeah. Can I talk to him really
fast? You
want
to talk to him now?
Just really quick. I'm doing a show right now.
Okay.
All right. All right. Hold on one sec. Hey, Elijah. What's up, buddy?
How are you?
Awesome.
Awesome? That's good. I miss you.
You have a big gang at your house? I hear people talking in the background.
Oh, a gang. No, no. I'm doing a comedy show right now. I'm on stage right now. Do you have a joke?
We're on stage.
Hold on. Let me go somewhere private.
Okay.
Please don't tell all your people this.
Okay, I won't tell them.
No.
Okay. Keep the secret. One time, when I was 5 years old, I had held a naked Barbie doll, and Dad caught me in the room looking at it nakedly.
Right, I did.
And then he said, "What are you doing?" And then I said, "I'm looking at a naked Barbie doll."
Yep.
And then, rapidly, Dad says, "Why are you looking at Barbie dolls?" Then I say, "Because it makes me happy."
That's right. That's right.
I'm pretty sure that's someone else's joke.
Yeah.
Very good.
Are you stealing his material or is he stealing yours?
Oh, by the way, that's Jesse Jones, the guy that does the El Diablo story. Your favorite.
Yeah. El Diablo tiene un palo polla.
Yeah, can you recite that?
Wait, oh, the story?
Yeah, the devil.
Okay, here it goes.
See how much he's got memorized.
El Diablo tiene un palo polla.
Yeah.
Was actually a chosen tale told by grandmothers for a generation. And tells little children who don't be good.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
One day, there was a little boy named Mawel. Mawel likes to cause trouble. Making ugly faces at all the goats in the village. Yeah. But one day, an old woman stopped little Mawel. She said, if he kept acting this way, that El Diablo would find him. El Diablo did not believe the old woman and told her that she smelled like old river water.
It's true.
And then he threw her in the bosom with an ear of corn.
Right.
We gotta
do
the
whole thing. Mawel ran away laughing. He spent the rest of the day taking fights with the chickens and telling lies to the barn. And then a black poof shot up from the ground before it hit my will. And then El Diablo appeared before my little my will. And he said, "You like to tell lies to buildings?" And so, "Women, do you, boy?" Mawel said with an angry voice, "I do, you big red onion." And then El Diablo said, "You are a bad little boy indeed," he said, eating his palo above his head. And then Mawel says, "I am not afraid of you, El Diablo. I thought you were calling at you." But then Mawel bopped his hand as well, saying, "Will you now? How is it that you will throw corn at me with your hands in such a state?" Mawel's hands turned into flaccid wieners.
Yep.
And he says this, "You bully!
You bully!
Just turn my hands into wieners." And then he says, "But I have one more hand to throw corn." And then he says, "But then El Diablo bought that hand as well, turning those hands into daily uses." And then Mawel ran away crying, and he had to spend the rest of the day with tiny soft bee shears. And the lesson of the moral story was, El Diablo, teenage,
he even censored himself.
All right. Good job, Elijah. Very good job. Let's hear it for my son.
That's crazy.
Let's hear it for my son.